Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now. And the long halls and the gray walls are gonna split apart. Believe it or not, there's life at the high school. And that's why.
This is the wrong choice. It is not going to be good for the university. University of West Florida brings $1.1 billion to the economy of this area. They are the number four employer in this area. We are going to lose students. We are going to lose donors. And the university is not going to continue to be the caliber of school that it is now. So not only is the school going to suffer, the panhandle's going to suffer.
That was Jeannie Godwin speaking with Tanner Stewart in WAR the other day. She is with an organization calling themselves Save UWF. This is a group of concerned citizens and former board members, and they're just worried about the board appointments for the board of directors, or the, I always forget the name of it, but the, you know, the folks who make the decisions at UWF, now that Governor DeSantis has put several fairly controversial people on there or nominated them. Joining us now, we have Marcia Lindstrom. She is also with Save UWF. Marcia, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for inviting me to inform your listeners about Save UWF and what we're trying to accomplish.
Most definitely. Now, you spoke at the county commission meeting last week, and so I know that you can make forceful points in a short amount of time. And for people who haven't been tracking this, can you maybe explain what you guys are concerned about and why you're opposed to these appointments?
Yes. The governor recently appointed five members to the UWF Board of Trustees, and the Board of Governors for the state appointed three. Of these eight appointments, only two live in Northwest Florida. And in addition to one living in Idaho, one in West Virginia, and one who lived in South Carolina her entire life until she married and moved to Florida, there's some really disturbing issues with these candidates. We're very concerned that these are political views of the governor, and they don't reflect the values or the views of the university or our wonderful community. And we are taking action. We have a petition. We're holding a town hall meeting Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, March 18th at 5 o'clock, at the Studer Community Institute on the corner of Garden and Spring Streets downtown, mainly to raise awareness of this issue and how the harmful impact it can have, and to inform people what they can do to try to prevent this.
And I know, you know, it has received a fair amount of attention. We've talked about it several times. I think the focus has been largely on Scott Yenner, who has expressed views in the past relating to women, particularly in education and in society, that some find very objectionable or offensive. And I've talked about that a little bit. But the concerns do go, as you said, to not just him, but to other members, although I think he's been voted the chairman of the, you know, whatever of the board, which is kind of interesting, too. We'll get into all that in just a second. Back to Marcia Lindstrom. So, Marcia, In the concerns, is it that these people are unfamiliar with our needs? Is it that they will change and ruin the good thing at UWF, that they're going to get rid of people? What are the exact concerns that that you all have?
I would say all of the above. They can change the curriculum. They can eliminate courses. They control everything. They can affect donors. It's just a wide-ranging effect. Also, one of the appointees, Adam Kissel, the man from West Virginia, does not support the benefits of the GI Bill, and 20% of the student body at UWF is made up of veterans. UWF was named the best college for veterans by Military Times, and it's something that our community is proud to support, as well as the university.
Have you guys had a chance to talk at all with the governor's office? I know the appointments themselves or the nominations themselves came as a bit of a surprise to everybody. But I assume that first recourse was reach out to the governor's office, and if not them, reach out to like Michelle Salzman and Alex Andrade and, of course, Don Gates. And,
Don Gates.
You know, yeah. And so have you received, have you been able to talk with this, with the governor about this, or if not him, the representatives and senator?
The governor has not been receptive, and there certainly are efforts to let him know that he's created a firestorm here in our wonderful community and how concerned we are. Don Gates, our senator, who's chairman of the Ethics Committee, which has to approve the appointments before they go to the full Senate, has been very supportive of the university and the leadership. So we're trying to work through him, through other Senate committees that have a say. And just to elaborate on how much of a threat this is to our university.
You know,
UWF has a $1.1 billion economic impact annually on our area.
Yeah.
And their mission goes far beyond their campus. It extends to downtown Pensacola with the Historic Pensacola Trust, the Museum of Art, the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition, and they've recently been awarded a $3.3 million grant by the Triumph Gulf Coast to start a Center for Water and Vessel Engineering called WAVE at the Port of Pensacola, which will work with American Magic and other organizations. So it has a far-reaching impact on our community, and it's a source of pride. Andrew, we take the university for granted. It's just this wonderful institution that we're all so proud of. But now, unexpectedly, it's really come under attack, and we're really, really concerned, and it's galvanized us to form Save UWF, just a group of citizens, to try to do our best to keep the university, to maintain its quality and its stability.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, look, I have a kid who's there now. I had a kid who just graduated from there. We'll probably have a third kid going there eventually. And I do think a lot of times we take it for granted, as you said, even, you know, all the things that UWF does in our community. I thought it was a weird thing, too. And, surprising. And it feels like it was it was not a problem until the governor made it a problem. Nobody thought UWF needed fixing. I mean, I've talked, and I'll be honest, I think that the culture of UWF is more liberal than the population around here knows, and certainly more liberal than the population here is, but not in a massively problematic sense compared to other universities, like not even close, you know, and I've taught at a lot of them. So the idea that UWF was, you know, somehow not just clicking along is wrong. It was clicking along until now, right? So and as somebody pointed out, the Board of Governors appointees are not just nominated. They are functioning now pending confirmation. And actually, one of the things that concerns me is if these folks even do not get confirmed, they can still be put in by the governor. Do I have that right?
You have that exactly right. In fact, the governor has not put in Scott Yenner's name to the Senate to be confirmed.
Really?
Which means he can continue. And he was elected with no discussion at the first board meeting in January by all eight of the new appointees. When I spoke to the Escambia County Commission, Stephen Berry, District 5, whose district includes the university,
right,
took my bottle and ran with it. And as he said, like you did, the university does not need to be fixed. And I love this quote from him. He said, "We do not need an exodus of skills and talent based on politics. We need a continuing, growing, thriving university like we've had. I don't want to see anything stand in the way of that." And I think that's the main mission, is to keep the stability that we have, don't throw it into chaos, keep the excellence going, which, and it's achieved such remarkable marks by any measure. So, as you said, if it's not broke, let's just celebrate it and keep supporting it and doing all we can to be sure that it's its rightful place.
Yeah, this is like, you know, the analogy to me is like, you've got a an honor roll student who's getting A's and playing extracurricular sports, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody wants to send them to reform school. Like, this just doesn't make any sense. So, as you say, the meeting, the town hall, if people want more information, comes up on Tuesday. It's going to be at the SCI building, which is the old SunTrust building downtown. That's at 5 o'clock next Tuesday. SaveUWF.com, just like it sounds, SaveUWF.com. And, of course, the ability to sign the petition and also, you know, communicate with your legislators who are all very well aware of this problem and doing hopefully what they can do to, you know, essentially get a better board of more locals who will represent the community instead of this, you know, weird disruptive board of outsiders who we're not quite sure exactly why they're in there in the first place. Marcia, thank you so much for the conversation. Go ahead.
Do I have time to tell you who the speakers will be at the town hall?
Sure. Yeah. Just go ahead. Yeah, it's fine.
Jerry Maygarden, former Pensacola mayor, state legislator, community leader, is going to be the MC. Bill Baer, co-founder of Impact 100, and whose family recently donated $5 million to the College of Business at UWF. Quint Studer will speak. Suzanne Lewis is a former UWF board chair, and she's the first female superintendent for 5 national parks, including Yellowstone and Glacier. She's pretty amazing. And Rick Outson from N Weekly, Damani Turner Ward, who's a current graduate student, and Dr. LeSharon Wiley, who is director of Equity Project Alliance, championing for diversity, and Debbie Ritchie, who's a former Florida State representative and co-founder of Impact 100. So that's a pretty distinguished group.
Yeah,
delighted
definitely.
To have.
No, that's going to be a great panel. So look forward to the community meeting on Tuesday, the town hall. And thank you, Marcia, for sharing your concerns and kind of, you know, explaining to people kind of what's going on. I really appreciate it. And I definitely support the concern. And I don't know what the solution is going to be, but I am also worried about our university. Marcia, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
I meant to do that.
I got my ticket for the long way round. 2 bottle whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow. What do you say when I'm gone?
Good morning, 827 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Some more information on that plane crash in Pennsylvania last weekend. Apparently, the pilot of that plane that crashed at the parking lot of a retirement facility was able to pull his passengers, which was his family, his wife and his children, from that wreckage. And the good news is all 5 of the people that were on that plane did survive that crash that happened over the weekend. Ukraine says it will agree to a 30-day ceasefire with Russia if Moscow accepts. The tentative deal comes after a day of negotiations between Ukraine and the U.S. and Saudi Arabia yesterday. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said the U.S. Will immediately lift the pause on military aid and intel sharing with Ukraine. And 2 astronauts who've been stuck on the International Space Station since last June are getting ready to head back to Earth. NASA SpaceX mission is scheduled to launch tonight from the Kennedy Space Center. That's carrying a 4-member team to the International Space Station. And once they get there, they'll relieve Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams.
Very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. If you need any kind of work done inside your home, electrical, plumbing, air conditioning, heating, Peden can take care of it. They've been doing this for 55 years all along the Gulf Coast. Of course, they were all the way east to Tallahassee, Panama City, Pensacola. They work in Gulf Breeze. They work in Baldwin County. They work in Mobile. So they are all over the area. And right now, for this month only, they've got a $1,000 off mini split air conditioners for March Madness. You know, if you want to have like your garage as your man den or whatever, and you want to watch basketball out there, but you don't want to have to be in the heat, well, they can take care of that. $1,000 off the mini split ACs for March Madness. Cool down your garage, your sunroom, or your workshop for the summer professional. Good quality parts and installation, and of course, they stand by with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com. A couple of texts came in on the UWF thing. Somebody says, is there a group of people who support the governor's initiative to decrease the liberalism of the universities in Florida? Oh, wait, that's the voters. We voted for him to do this. She's just mad about continuing to lose the conservative voters. I don't know that anybody has grounds to challenge my conservative credentials, and I'm bothered by this, even though I generally support the governor's efforts to rein in liberalism. And certainly things he's done in terms of, you know, getting rid of basically tenure, making you have to go through a performance review, being able to appoint the, you know, some of the heads of the universities. I generally support that. This, to me, seems, again, like I said with her, fixing a problem that wasn't really a problem at UWF.